Shalom to all. Today's office above and see Yud Gimel, and we are starting Yud Beis Amud Beis about five lines up from the bottom with the words El Hadet Nan. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Zara Bas of Yaakov Moshe Hernes Shama should have an Aliyah. Lili Nishmas Mars Rivka Bas of Meir Zev Hernes Shama should have an Aliyah. Now let's review a bit before we start. The Mishnah discussed a case of a fellow who found a Shtar Chayv that, let's say, Reuven owes Shimon $100, and Rav Meir Lacham argued when it could be returned to the Baal Chayv. So Rav Meir said that if it doesn't have a Achrayas, there's no guarantee on the Shtar, meaning the Levi's properties are not Meshubah to the Malva, so then it could be returned to the Malve, but if it does have a Chrayas, then it can't be returned. And the Chacham argued that it can't ever be returned. Now, the Gemara explained in Shitas Rav Meir that we could even be referring to a case, Keshechayev Maida, where the Chayev, the Loive, was Maida, meaning Reuven admitted that this was a valid Shtar. But we're still not Machzer the Shtar because we're Chayshesh, Kasav Lilvais Benisan Veloy Lava Tishrei, which means that perhaps the Shtar was written in Nisan, that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, but in actuality, he only got the money in Tishrei 6 months later. And the problem with this is that Asi Lamitchev Lukucha Shalai Kedin, if the Shtar is collected with, Shimon the Baal Chayev will end up taking from Lukucha Shalai Kedin. Because Reuven's properties are only Meshubat from Tishrei when the loan actually took place. But Shimon's going to end up taking away properties sold after Nisan because that's what the Shtar says. Therefore, no giving back the Shtar because of this Chashash. So now knowing that, the Gemara tells us, El Hadinan, what about the following Mishnah? They were allowed to write a Shtar for the Loive that he borrowed money from the other guy even though the Malva is not there. Well, how could that be written? We should be Chashash that in this situation, the Shtar was written in Nisan because that's when they thought the Halva would take place, but the Halva didn't take place until Tishrei 6 months later, and the Baal Chayv is going to end up taking away from Lekucha Shalai Kedin, like we just explained. So I could write a Shtar for the Loive if the Malva is not there. So Amar Rasi answers, Yud Gimel Amar Alf on top, Vishtari Hakna. That's talking about Shtari Hakna, where the Loive is Makna all of his properties, meaning he's Meshabed them to the Malva, even though the Malva is not there. Toshabed Nafshe, because he's Meshabed himself. And that's why, even though the loan didn't take place, the Shibud on his Karka already starts from now, from when the Shtar was written. Ask Mari Hachi if that's so. So Masnisa in Diktani, our Mishnah had said, if the shtar that was found has a chayes nechasim, if there's a guarantee, lo yachzir, it's not going to be returned to the Baal Chayv. And Vokimna, we had established Keshechayev Maida, where the loive was Maida, this is a valid shtar. And the only reason why we're not returning it is, as we explained, Umishom Shema Kasav Lovas Benisan Vaylova Tishrei, because maybe it was written in Nisan intending for the loan to take place then, but the loan didn't take place until Tishrei. Basil Mishav Lakuchas Shalai Kedin, then he's going to end up taking properties from Lakuchas Shalai Kedin. But am I lo yachzir, why shouldn't he return it? Nechzi, let's see. Even shtar hakna, if there's a shtar hakna, like we just explained, where the loive was Meshabed his properties right away, well, Hashabalei Nafshe, he was writing Meshabed himself, so why not return the Shtar? And Ibishtar Deloy Hakna, if it's not a Shtar Hakna, so like Elamechash, we don't have to be Chashish for anything. Dam, because you just said, Kilek Malva Badei, if the Malva is not there, like Kazvidon, we don't write such a Shtar. So Amon of Shach, we should be able to return the Shtar. So Amalei Rabasi explained as follows, Afakat the Shtar Delav Hakna, even though this is not a Shtar Hakna, and Kilek Malva Badei, like Kazvidon, and when there's no Malva over here, we're not going to write the Shtar. And therefore, we technically should assume that this is 100% valid Shtar. However, Masnisin, the reason why the Shtar is not allowed to be returned in our Mishnah is because Kivin Denafal, since the Shtar fell from him, Israel, there's already a reisa, there's already a question mark on the Shtar. Because if it was a valid Shtar, why wasn't he watching it more carefully? Why did he let it fall? Chashinan, in this situation, we do have to be chayshish, Dilma Ikri Vikasov. Maybe it did happen that they actually wrote the Shtar in Nisan and the Alva didn't take place until Tishrei, and it was not a Shtar Hakna, and that's why specifically in our Mishnah, the Shtar is not going to be returned. Again, because there's a reisa on the Shtar since it fell from him. Now, Bayam Rabbi explains differently that even though the Malva is not there, it's still a valid Shtar, Eid Bachasum of Zachinloi, which means that when the Eidim sign on the Shtar, those signatures already created zechia for the Baal Chayv, meaning the borrower's property is ready meshubed from now. Vafilu shtar delav hakna, even though it's not an official shtar hakna. A shtar hakna is where the loive says, I'm being meshubed my properties from now, even though the loan didn't take place. Eidim chasum of Zachinloi is telling us that even though the loive didn't express this, the moment the Eidim signed on the shtar, it's automatically valid. Now, the reason why Abai felt the necessity to say this is the kashale, because he was bothered by the following. Given to Amrit, since you said, b'shtar delav hakna, that when we're talking about a shtar which is not a shtar hakna, kilas lemav ba'adei, like a svinon, that we're not going to write such a shtar if the Malva is not there, so like Elmechash Deikir Vikasov, we don't have to be Chayshesh that it happened and that such a shtar was written. And so technically, we should return the shtar if it was found. And that's why it comes with a different explanation of Eidim Chasum of Zachinloi. So now we're going to ask on this. Elohad Enan, what about the following Mishnah? Matzikite Nashim, a woman's get was found, Veshachur Avadim, or a shtar that frees an Eved, that was found. Daitaki, this is a shtar that was written by a Shchiv Meira, a person who's deathly ill, giving away his Nechasim to somebody else. Matana, this is a gift shtar that was written by a healthy person, Veshaivrim, or receipts that something was paid up, and any of these documents were found. Areza lo yachzer, they're not allowed to be returned. Maybe they were written by the person. For example, the get was written by the husband, and then he changed his mind not to give it. Here's a question on Shita Zabai. Who cares if he changed his mind not to give it? You just said very clearly that the moment the Edom signed on the shtar, that already creates a zechir for the other person. So our answer is, that's only if the shtar already reached the other person's hand. If the shtar never reached that other person's hand, so So then we don't say Eitav Chasum of Zachin Lai. Ask the Gemara El Masisim, but what about our Mishnah? Diktani that says Matzah Shtar Chayv, if a Shtar Chayv was found, Imish Bayam Achrayas Lachasim, if there's a Chayv, if there's a guarantee on the Shtar, Lo Yachzur Etzal to be returned. Vukimnik Shchayv Maida. We establish a Shitas Rameir that this is talking about where the Chayv, the Loive, Ruvain, he was Maida, and Mishum Shemakas of Levas Benisim, Lava Tishrei. The only reason why it's not being returned is because we're Chayshesh that maybe the Shtar was written in Nisan, intending for the Alva to take place then, but it didn't take place until Tishrei. Well, here's a question. Bishlam Ravasi, we understand according to Ravasi, the Amr he said Bishtar Yaknaisa, that we could have a Shtar that's written, even though the Malva is not there, and that's a Shtar Akna, so Mukila, Bishtar Delav Aknaisa. We could explain that our Mishnah is talking about a Shtar that's not a Shtar Akna, and that's why we're not going to return the Shtar, Uchadarmina, like we explained previously on the top of the Amud. El Abai, but according to Abai, the Amr Eidim Chasum of Zachanloi, who holds at the moment that the Eidim sign on the Shtar, that already creates a Zchir for the Baal Chayv, Michael Mamer, what are we able to say? Why would we not return the Shtar? So Amr Abai, Abai would tell you, Masnisan Hainu Taima, the reason our Mishnah that we're not going to return the Shtar is the Chayish Lepiran Ul Kanunya, because we're Chayish for payment and Kanunya. Kanunya is deceit or trickery. In other words, we're Chayish that Ruvain actually paid the loan and is now claiming that he didn't, and this way Shimon is going to go to the buyers of Ruvain's properties and take them away as payment, and then he's going to split this profit 50-50. So even though Chayiv Maida, even though Ruvain's admitting that he owes the money, we're Chayish that there's some sort of funny business going on, and that's why we're not going to return the Shtar, according to Abai. As the Gemara L'Shmuel, the Amar Loichashin Lepiran Ul Kanunya, according to Shmuel, who holds that we're not Chayish for this whole trickery, Michael Mamer, what are we able to say? Why isn't the Shtar returned? And honey, it would be good according to Shmuel, Yisar Vali Kravasi, if he holds a Kravasi, the Amr Bishtar Hakna. That says the Shtar could be written without the Malve, and that's a Shtar Hakna. So Mukim Masnisim Bishtar Delav Hakna. We can establish our Mishnah as talking about a Shtar, which is not a Shtar Hakna, and therefore it's not allowed to be returned. Eli Yisar Kabai, but if you want to say the Shmuel holds a Kabai, the Amr Eidav Chasum of Zachin Loi, Michael Mamer, what are we able to say? According to Shmuel, in Shita Sabai, the Shtar should be returned because it's a valid Shtar, and he's not Chayish for Piranu Kanunya. So my answer is Shmuel, Mukim Masnisim Shein Chayiv Maida. Shmuel would have to explain that our Mishnah is talking about where the Chayiv, Ruvain, the Loive, he is not Maideh. As the Gemara, if that's so, so in the situation where there's no Achrayas on the Shtar, a Mayachzer, why would it be returned? We understand that the Baal Chayiv is not going to be able to collect from Ruvain's Meshubit properties, but he would be able to collect from free properties, and so the Shtar should not be returned in that situation, but the Mishnah says that it is. So Gemara answers, Shmuel Tamei, Shmuel Zashitasai, Domer Shmuel holds, Oimer Hayer Amei, the Rav Meir holds, Shtar Chayiv She'en by Achrayas Nechasim, if a Shtar Chayiv doesn't have Achrayas on it, Ein Gaivel Loim Meshabdi V'Loim Bnei Chayri. The Baal Chayiv is not allowed to use the Shtar to collect, not from Meshubadim or from Bnei Chayrim. So that's why the Shtar is allowed to be returned to the Baal Chayiv, because he can't use it to collect with anyway. Ask the Gemara V'Chim Yachar Shein Gaivel, since he can't use it to collect with, Amai Yachzir, so why return it? What's the point? So Rav Nasan Bar Yishai, he answers, Lotzor Pes Luchuse Shamalve. So the Malve could use it as a bottle stopper. He could wrap it around his flask, and that will prevent all the liquid from spilling out. You're right, he can't use the Shtar to collect with, but he does have some other use. Ask the Gemara if that's what it's being used for, V'Nahadre Luhu Loive, Lotzor Pes Luchuse Shalive. Why not return the Shtar to the Loive so that the Loive could use it for his flask? Why give it to the Malve? Maybe the Loive needs a bottle stopper. So Gemara answers, the reason why we're not going to return to the Loive is because Loive who Yud Gimel Amud Beis on top to Amar Loi Hayidvar Me'olam. The Loive is the one that's saying that such a thing never happened. Remember, we're establishing in Shita Shmuel that according to Rav Meir in our Mishnah, it's Ein Chayiv Maide, and that means the Loive is saying Loi Hayidvar Me'olam. This thing never happened. So if it never happened, why do we give him the Shtar that was written over something that never happened? And that's why we're giving it to the Malve. Now that we have clarity in Shita Rav Meir, the Gemara says Amar Blazer Blazer tells us Machlekes B'Shein Chayiv Maide. The Machlekes between Rav Meir and Chacham in our Mishnah is when the Chayiv, the Loive, is not being Maide to the Halva. So Rav Meir holds Shtar She'en by Achrayas Nechasim. If the Shtar does not have Achrayas, Ein Gaiva Loi Meshabdi Loi Bnei Chayri. We can't collect from either Meshubadim or Bnei Chayrim, and therefore it could be returned. Whereas Rabbanan Sarv, the Rabbanan hold that Mikva Gavi, we could collect from Bnei Chayrin, and that's a whole Machlekes Avok Shchayiv Maide. But if it's a situation where Ruvain, the Loive, is Maide, so Devra Kol Yachzer, everyone agrees that we could return it. It wouldn't have to be Chayshish that he had already paid, and now there's some sort of deceit and trickery going on between the Loive and the Malve. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon argues with Rabbi Lazar, and he says that no, Machlekes Keshachayiv Maide. Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is when the Chayiv, Ruvain, the Loive is Maide. Rabbi Meir Savra Meir holds a Shtar She'en by Achrayas Nechasim Memishabdi Hudloi Gavi, Avol Bnei Chayri Mikva Gavi. That a Shtar that doesn't have Achrayas, one can't collect from a Shubadim, but he could collect from Bnei Chayrin, whereas Rabbanan Savra, the Rabbanan hold Memishabdi Nami Gavi, that one could collect from a Shubadim as well. Avol She'en Chayiv Maide. But in a situation where the Chayiv, Ruvain, the Loive, he's not Maide, Devra Kol Lo Yachzer, everyone agrees that it's not allowed to be returned, the Chashin El Peroin, we have to be Chayish that it was paid already. So as Machlekes, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Yechanan, what the Machlekes, Rabbi Meir, and the Chacham is. Tanya Kavas, Rabbi Yechanan, we have a Brisa just like Rabbi Yechanan, V'tiyuftid Rabbi Lazar B'chado, V'tiyuftid Shmuel B'tarti. And this Brisa is also a refutation of Rabbi Lazar in one of his points, and it's a tiyufta on two of Shmuel's points. So what's the Brisa? Matzah Shtar HaChayv, a Shtar HaChayv was found, V'yesh Pram HaChayis HaChasim, and there's a Chayis on the Shtar, Afa Bisha Shnei Amaydim, Lo Yachzer, Lo Yozev, Lo Yozeh. Even though both of them agree that this Alva took place and it wasn't paid yet, we're still not going to return it to either of them, not to the Loive or the Malve, and that's because, as we're going to see soon, they were Chayish for Piranu Kanonya. And ben achrayis achasim, if there's no achrayis on the shtar, so bizman shalayv maida, if the life is maida, yachzer l'malve, so it's returned to the malve. Ain halayv maida, if the life is not maida, so lo yachzer, lo yozev, lo yozev, it's not returned to either of them. Devar Meir, that's what Rav Meir says. Shahay Rav Meir Aimer, because Rav Meir holds shtar sheish ben achrayis achasim, that a shtar that has achrayis achasim, gav ben achasim shubadim, was allowed to collect even from achasim shubadim, v'she'im behem achrayis achasim, but if there's no achrayis achasim, gav ben achasim bnei chayrin, one could collect from achasim bnei chayrin. Or as a chambar, the chambar say echadzev echadzev, whether it's a shtar sheyesh b'achrayis or ein b'achrayis, gav ben achasim shubadim, one is allowed to collect from achasim shubadim. So first of all, this brayso lines up perfectly with what Rabbi Yochanan said. So we clearly see that it's a raya for Rabbi Yochanan. Now to Yosef Rabbi Elazar b'chada, how do we see this brayso is refutation on one of Rabbi Elazar's points? Damar Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Elazar had said that in shitas Rabbi Meir, shtar she'ein b'achrayis nechasim, if we have a shtar that does not have achrayis, ein oigav ben achasim shubadim, one's not allowed to collect from achasim shubadim, v'lo ben achasim nechayrin, and not from nechayrin either. The Ka'amar and Rabbi Elazar had also said the Bein L'Rameir, Bein L'Rabbanon, both according to Rameir and the Rabbanon, Lechashin L'Kanonyo, we don't have to be chayshesh that there's some sort of trickery and deceit going on between the Malva and the Laiva. However, Braisa Ketani, the Braisa says very clearly, Shtar She'in by Achrayis Nechasim, that a Shtar that doesn't have Achrayis Nechasim, Mimshabdi Hudolai Gavi, Havim Nechayrin Mikva Gavi, that one can collect from Mishubadim, one could collect from Nechayrin. The Ketani and the Braisa also says, Bein L'Rameir, Bein L'Rabbanon, both according to Rameir and the Rabbanon, Chashin L'Kanonyo, that we are chayshesh for Kanonyo. The Ketani, because the Braisa told us, Aval Pishishneim Baidim, that even though both of them agree, both the Malva and the Laiva admit that the Halva wasn't paid yet, lo yachzer lo yozev lo yozev, it's not able to return to either of them, al machashina l'kenonyo, we see that we are chashish for this deceit and trickery. Clearly the Brayso is refutation to Rabbi Elazar. Ask the Gemara, hold on 1 second, v'hani tartihu, this is two different points of Rabbi Elazar's that we're refuting, not just one. So Gemara Yudal and Malaf on top answers, chadahu d'chad tamhu, it's really just one point of Rabbi Elazar's that's being refuted, because these all fit under the same category, d'mishum d'ka'am Rabbi Elazar machlaikis k'she'ein chayv moideh, since Rabbi Elazar started out saying that the whole machlokes between Rameh and the Rabbanon is when the Laiva is not Maida, so who metar tachi, that's why he continues giving the subsequent explanation of his, and therefore a refutation from the Braisa is really only on one point of Rebbe Elazar's, and all the subsequent points as well that come out from Rebbe Elazar are memela being refuted, but the main refutation is on this one point of Rebbe Elazar. I will continue explaining to you to Shmuel Batarti. We have a refutation on Shmuel in regards to two of his points, Chadak Rebbe Elazar. One is similar to the refutation of Rebbe Elazar, to Amukim Asisim Shein Chayv Maida, because he had established in the Mishnah as talking about Ein Chayv Maida, and the Braisa is clearly talking about Kashachayv Maida. And v'chadeh, the other point of Shmuel is the Amr Shmuel. Shmuel had said, "Matzar shtar hakna b'shok yachzer l'bayalim." If we find the shtar hakna in the marketplace, we're going to return it to the bayalim. V'loy chashin l'pirayin, and we're not chayshesh that maybe it was paid. And to Yofta, what's refutation? Diktani hacha, because over here the Braisa says, "Afal pishe shnei amaydim," that even though both of them agree, lo yachzer lo lezev lo lezeh, we're not going to give it back to either the malva or the laiva. We see that we are chashin l'pirayin. Alma chashin l'pirayin. V'chashin hacha, the loy mayd laiva, the chashin l'pirayin. And for sure, over here where the laiva is not mayde, we should be chayshesh for Ryan, that it was paid back already because life is not being Maida, and therefore we have a refutation on the second point of Shmuel's. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.